I'm so happy you're here with us, and we're all so happy. It's Pledge Week. Could you tell? Could you tell it's been wild and crazy here? We definitely like to party hard, and I am thrilled to be able to be here today and have lots of artists on the show and also having given generously to the station. First, I just want to give a shout out to the folks who called in last week, to Jane in Wheeler and the Carter family in Astoria, and Spencer and Lori in Long Beach, Carol and Rick and Annie from Boudelaire's Point, Nova Scotia, and Newfoundland, and Patty from right here. As a matter of fact, Patty is on the phones right now. So if you call us, 503-325-0010, you might get to talk to Patty, who is not only on the phones and having given a generous donation last week for Arts Live and Local, but also a fabulous programmer. And then the Horning family also, who started out our local artist chipping in, because they appreciate having the opportunity to share the arts with all of you. So it is time. It's 3:01, and I want to let you know, and so I will, that Arts Live and Local is brought to you in part by Columbia River Coffee Roaster, which you can have a cup of which you may have a cup right now if you come to our station on 14th between Exchange and Franklin to make a pledge, pay a pledge, pick up a thank you gift, and have a cup of Columbia River Coffee Roaster. Wholesaling fresh roasted coffees since 1992 at 279 West Marine Drive, the old Finnish meat market, with three cups coffee house up front, espresso, coffee, homemade baked goods, Wi-Fi, and gifts open every day. And you know what? I'm looking. My guest, do you see that over there?
I see that.
What is that?
That is coffee.
That is coffee. Those are pounds of coffee that Columbia River Coffee Roaster gave us to give as a thank you gift to someone, some lucky person who's going to call us and make a pledge or walk in the door. And there's a dark thundermuck, and there's a lighter, and you get your choice. Support for Arts Live and Local also comes in part from The Coast Weekend, the go-to guide to arts and entertainment in the Columbia Pacific region. It's yourcoastweekend.com. And Arts Live and Local is sponsored in part by the Astor Street Opry Company's 30th season of, would you sing this with me? Shanghai in Astoria. That's much better than last week's. You wouldn't believe what it sounded like. Oh, my God. And the 11th annual Miss Vivian and Virginia contest. Information and tickets available now by calling 503-325-6104 or online at AstorStreetOpryCompany.com. That Miss Vivian in Virginia is a lot of fun. It supports the Opry, and it shows community support for the arts. And that's because the bars, a whole bunch of bars, and a whole bunch of coffee houses make buttons and sell buttons at their establishments, and the money all goes to support the wonderful Astor Street Opry Company. So, lots and lots of things, but right now we are trying to raise our budget money. And so I have a thanks right off the bat from Russ in Gearheart and his entire family, some of them all the way from Redmond. Tried to get them on the radio, but they were kind of shy, so we're going to let that be. I want to start out with some live music from my first guest. She's just going to play along while I tell you a few things. And my guest is Judy Eron, and you'll be hearing lots more from her on the radio as well as at the Sunday Market this coming week in Astoria. So I want to let you know that if you call us at 503-325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010, or you walk in the door with your pledge, you can have some blueberries, you can have some gold coins. Best of all, you can give your money to Coast Community Radio, and you can receive a thank you gift. And I have some special gifts just for arts. Hi, Duke. Duke is looking in the window at me. He likes the music. Beach Books in Seaside has offered us a gift certificate for a $50 pledge. And Booze and Bites is happening tonight. You heard them last week. Dinah was here. That's at Kala. And also John Crowley was here from the new band, Old Folks, new band, Peepers. And they are having a shindig tonight. It starts at 6 p.m. with Booze and Bites. The Bites are from the fabulous Marianne Myers, also a programmer here at Coast Community Radio. And the Booze is from the distillery here in Astoria. And let's see if that's right on here. It's the North Coast Distilling is their proper name. And then at 8 o'clock starts the Peepers. And that's some of our famous and or infamous musicians. We've got John Crowley, as I mentioned, Peter Unander, Tom Peake, and Bob Lennon, all of whom have been here for a long time. And we have a renewal from David and Peggy in Long Beach. Thank you so much to David and Peggy in Long Beach. That's right there on the peninsula. And we also have a renewal from Imogen Gallery here in Astoria, one of the galleries that is represented every month at the Astoria Art Walk. And it's a beautiful place, and you can just walk yourselves over there on that incredible happening corner of 11th and Marine Drive. And we also have a ticket for the Liberty Theater for Commander Cody. These are all different pledges, so you need to call 503-325-0010, and we'll let you know what we need from you and how we want to thank you in addition to playing all the music. And so I'm going to let you know about all the wonderful artists. Right now I have a musician here, as you can hear. Here. And Judy Iron is here from... Judy, where are you from? Depends on the time of year.
Yes, really. Well, I'm over in on the Long Beach Peninsula this time of year, and outside Big Bend National Park in Texas that time of year.
Gee, I bet we can figure out what... Now, did you live in Texas at some point? Is that why Texas?
I mean,
it's not a place that lot of us would just say,
Well, Big Bend National Park is gorgeous.
Oh, you're right.
And so
I
went camping there many years ago and loved it and bought some property. And
okay.
So there it is.
So there you are.
There
How wonderful. But lucky us, we have you here half the year. And do you play solo much?
No, not much. Not much. You know, I play oboe in some classical groups on the peninsula.
I love this. Okay. Was that an oboe we heard in the background, Judy?
No, that was a guitar.
Ah, yes.
Ah, yes. And then I'm in Double J and the Boys.
And what kind of music do they play?
We play.
You play.
Old country, fiddle tunes. Janet Clark plays fiddle and mandolin. We play polkas. Charlie Watkins plays the accordion.
Great.
And Bill Clark plays the bass, so we just have that bottom.
So you mean if people come to the Sunday market this week, they can kind of polka around the place? Are you going to do some polkas then, or is it?
We're going to do certainly
a little of everything.
At least one polka.
Yes. But you are also, I shouldn't say but, and you are also a songwriter.
Yes.
And have you written serious songs?
Yes. Lots of serious songs, because I've had lots of serious things happen in my life, and music helps me to get through them.
Mm-hmm. And you've also written some humorous songs.
Lots of those. Lots of those.
Because that also helps you.
That also helps
your life. Yes.
It subdues me.
Yes. So since you're playing at the Sunday Market, I think you have a Sunday Market song, don't you?
I wrote this last winter. Cindy Mudge had some interesting ideas about what to do with the vendors. And so I wrote a Sunday Market song, and because I'd already written for the Donut Man and for the Punky's Fat Burgers and for Berta's Tropical Shaved Ice Stand. And
I see.
And the produce stand, so the Essies.
I have to tell you that Cindy Mudge was actually on the radio this morning
with
Jim Wilkins. Ah. She talked all about the market.
Yeah.
I don't recall, I may have missed it, but I don't recall her talking about the songs. So we're going to hear that song.
Yeah, okay. So here, and we're going to sing the rest of the vendor songs on Sunday too.
We'll see how much time we have here. We might give you a chance, or we might ask you to play something else if you don't mind.
Great.
So, go ahead, let's hear this. Judy Eron.
12th Street between Exchange and Marine, Sundays you'll find tasty pastries, scarves and skirts, fruits and boots, carved knives and shirts, metal statues, kettle corn, tiny socks for your newborn, nuts and herbs and fish and bread, produce, fruits to keep you fed, jewelry, woodwork, little books, and lots of items for you cooks. At the Astoria Sunday Market, May to October, rain or shine, you won't believe all you'll find there. At the Have Some Fun, old and young, songs are sung, yum, 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 Astoria Sunday Market. Candles, sandals, perfumes, oils, bushes, trees to put in soil, flowers, stained glass for your yard, photos framed or on a card, and then to carry this all home, bags and baskets you can own. Bring your kids, we'll paint their face, and bring umbrellas just in case. At the Astoria Sunday Market, May to October, rain or shine, you won't believe all you'll find there. At the Have Some Fun, old and young, songs are sung, yum, 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 Astoria Sunday Market. Dogs are welcome.
Yahoo!
On a leash. Don't forget to buy some quiche. The food court's where the music's played. Sit down and drink a lemonade. Eat some donuts, burgers, fish. Falafel and juice is so delish. You'll see your family and your friends. At 3 is when the market ends. At the Astoria Sunday Market, May to October, rain or shine, you won't believe all you'll find there. At the Have Some Fun, old and young, songs are sung, yum, 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 Astoria Sunday Market.
Oh my goodness, yahoo! Well, you could tell I was playing my washboard along with you.
Oh, I heard
could
it, yeah.
You heard it and you saw, you know, strumming away. Well,
the visuals.
Yeah, that is a kick. You are really good with words. I mean, you know, one can say, well, that's just a silly song. And then you start listening. My God, you just packed everybody in there. That's fantastic. So, Judy, have you been, did you start off as folk musician or classical or what, since you talk about the oboe is not considered a folk instrument, although perhaps
some, you know, at the
Peter and the Wolf
and the Scandinavian festival, we play a lot of folk tunes with the oboe as part of our group. But well, I started classically and on the piano, and then the oboe and orchestra and band. And when I was a late teenager, then I started on guitar because I lived outside New York City, and my cousin who played would take us to Washington Square.
Oh, well, there you go.
60s in Washington Square.
Yeah.
And so, and then I started writing songs so that my boyfriend would like me.
Yeah.
And
did it work? Oh, that boyfriend?
Really. Blow the dust off. Yeah. Count backwards.
But you said you've written serious music also because of life events.
Yeah.
Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah.
Maybe give us a song if you feel like it.
Yeah. I was married to a wonderful man, Jim Siebold, and he had bipolar disorder. And after 13 successful years on lithium, he got off it abruptly, long story. And that just catapulted him into a manic episode that lasted for a year, at the end of which he shot himself. And with Robin Williams' latest famous suicide, you know, it kind of stirred my pot again, you know.
And you've written a book as well, haven't you?
I wrote a book called What Goes Up, Surviving the Manic Episode of a Loved One. Kind of my effort to have others not make the mistakes that Jim and I made.
So not to, I mean, it's pledge drive. We want to keep everything high. On the other hand, I don't get you here very often because you're running off to Texas. So I'm wondering if you would be willing to play another song, maybe.
Yeah. Unprepared here. Well, yeah, I really don't remember the ones. I wrote a lot of songs about suicide and really rough times of not knowing what to do. But I don't remember them, fortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to hear me yodel?
Oh, my God, yeah. Wait, let me turn the sound. I'll turn the sound down a little bit. Sure, I love yodeling.
It's hard to do this without Janet Clark here, but...
Okay.
I'm gonna learn to yodel, yodel-o-dee, so I can be a singing cowgirl. Yodel-o-dee, I'm gonna stretch my voice tight. Yodel-o-dee, yodeling all day and through the night. A cowgirl needs a horse and saddle, boots and hat for sure. But to be a singing cowgirl requires something more. Yes, a singing cowgirl's total is summed up in her yodel. And that's exactly what I'm aiming for. Gonna learn to yodel, yodel-o-dee, so I can be a singing cowgirl. Yodel-o-dee, so I can stretch my voice tight. Yodel-o-dee, yodeling all day and through the night. Ah-dee, yodel-o-dee, hallelujah-dee. Hallelujah-dee, hi-dee, yodel-little-little-loop-dee, yodel-loop-dee, yodel-loop-dee, idle-ay, yodel-ay, 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 yodel-loop-dee, t-o-lo-tee, t-o-lo-tee, yodel-ay, yodel-ay, yodel-loop-dee, yodel-loop-dee. Yodel-ay, 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 yodel-o-tee.
Wow, I love it, I love it, I love it. So is that the one you learned so you could keep a boyfriend? a cowboy.
That's the one I learned because I have 26 miles of uninterrupted beach where nobody can hear me practicing. It'd be kind of like learning the violin. No one wants to hear
right,
that either.
Right. Oh, God, that's fantastic, though. Now, is that a classic or that's not your song?
No, I wrote that.
Oh, you did?
I wrote that, yeah.
You just used the classic yodel kind of format.
True. There are yodels, and a person can learn to yodel. The library has instructional materials,
oh my goodness.
Believe it or not.
Wow.
But it's all done by syllables.
Well, I was watching your mouth. I've never been this close to a yodeler, actually, a real yodeler. I mean, you're doing it professionally. And, you were exercising the whole mouth
Yeah.
Back in there somewhere. Yeah. Interesting. I'm sure our radio people are trying now.
Yeah.
Going, okay. Well, thank you so much. Now, Double J and the boys are going to be playing at the Sunday Market this Sunday. What time do you play?
From 11 until 3.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's a long set. I know the market's 10 to 3. So
yeah, and we'll be singing the Astoria Sunday Market several times during the day.
I should hope.
And Cindy's having somebody film us by the vendors.
Oh,
I mean, it's
fun.
A whole big deal.
Oh, how fun. Yeah. That's delightful.
Very fun.
I also heard her say this morning that this Sunday is dog days and at the market. I can't remember all that it was, but it was like dogs are definitely welcome. So maybe you'll have
right
a dog
in the song
ready. There you go. Everything's in that song. What are you talking about? And last, Judy, how do you pronounce your last name?
Eron.
It is
which
Eron.
Is almost Enron. People
oh, God
used
forbid.
To not be able to spell my name, and now they can spell it wrong.
Oh, no. What a kick. Hey, folks, check out Judy Eron and Double J and the Boys. And who do you play oboe with? Are you playing
the Mozart
with?
Chicks, actually,
the Mozart
is our
Chicks.
Group.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can find her all over the place. Just look for the small woman with lots of curls and a big smile and a great sense of humor and also musicality. Thank you so much
Thank
for coming
Carol.
In, Judy. Okay.
Very fun.
And this is Coast Community Radio, and I have some folks to thank. I want to give a big shout-out thank you to Marie Powell Gallery in Ilwaco, a renewal. Thanks to you folks. That's Marie and Randy. And to Charlotte in Ocean Park. I bet I know who that might be. And we may have an extension of Charlotte coming in pretty soon, too. And I think I know who David and Peggy in Long Beach might be, too, on the Long Beach Peninsula. This is great because these people are all in one way or another involved in the arts. And they are letting us know that they do really, oh boy, David Lee Myers, photography, another business, and David teaches at the college and was a programmer here, could be again. Thank you very, very much. And I also have I mentioned the business renewal from Imogen Gallery, and I also have a business membership from Tempo Gallery. That's right here in Astoria, and it's in the summertime, in June, it becomes the Astoria Music Festival office. So thank you very much to Vicki and Tempo Gallery. And there's also Art and Psyche, which is a business membership, brand new. Thank you so much, Yvonne. And we'll be able to give you more information on all these people because business memberships let you know who's supporting us and how you can support them. So thank you all. Again, 503-325-0010. Do stay tuned. And I have a tune for you lined up. Let me just tell you who this is. This is Rio con Brio. And that would be Tim Connell, Brazilian Guitar. This is an all-instrumental album. They are going to be at Pine Grove Community House in Manzanita on Sunday, August 31st. And I actually have a couple of tickets to give away as a thank you gift, Tim Connell and Mike Burdett. And if you give us a call, this is two tickets with a $40 value, and you can get them for a $75 pledge by calling us 503-325-0010. Thanks, folks. We're waiting. That line will light up. I know it will, or you'll walk right in. Do stay tuned while the music plays and hang out for my next guests. Thanks. This is Carol here with Arts Live and Local. 503-325-0010. 1-800-518-0010. Okay, well, I've got a bevy of folks here. Woo! I'm going to take out, that's Rio con Brio, Brazilian guitar. It's fabulous stuff. I've got the album in my hand here called Caprice. The show is not this weekend, it's next weekend, the 31st. So I will play some more music next weekend. But in order for you to get those tickets, you need to call in now. So give us a call, 325-0010 with a 503 in front, or 1-800-518-0010. What else? Okay, let's see. I told you it gets a little crazy here during Pledge Drive, but we have fun. And one of the fun things that I get to do all year round is to have these amazing guests come in and talk about whatever it is that they are doing. And before I do that, I want to let you know that we have a membership. Thank you very much to Carol Smith, who has got an individual membership plus. Folks, you can pledge whatever you like. Whatever names we give to things doesn't really matter unless you want a particular thank you gift, then it's matched with that. But we would love to hear from all of you. And I'm delighted. And Carol, by the way, is a photographer with Tempo Gallery. And our very own Richard, the potter. You all know who I'm speaking of. Richard Rowland called in a donation for the radio station. He loves us here, and we love him. And another potter who loves us is David Campiche. And David is across the river, and some of you may have heard me on Tuesday mention that I almost said I bumped into him. That's not a good thing to do at a clay festival. But we met up at a clay festival, the Peninsula Clay Artists, in Ilwaco, and David insisted that he loves this radio station, and he would like to gift us with something for us to gift to others. He gave me three beautiful pieces of pottery. They are, one of them, or hey, who knows, is yours. I think you really want to come in and see it, and we're not willing to ship these because that would be suicidal. But you can come in and take a look, or you can just trust and call right now and find out from the person at the desk what... very sweet. Okay. Just got a donation, a renewal from my last guest, Judy and Charlie, her partner. Thank you. Woohoo. So those of you who, these are the artists who make the show happen. If you're out there listening and you have benefited from something on this show by learning about an artist or an art form or gotten to go to one of the shows or galleries, then it's your time to call and say thank you to the radio station and thank you to all these fabulous artists. So if you call us, you can make your pledge and you can talk to Patty about the pots that David Campiche donated to us for you. They're to drool for, I assure you. Well, speaking of the peninsula, it is Peninsula Day today on Arts Live and Local. And my next guests are from the Peninsula Players. I'm going to see if Joe Pagliani can give us an introduction. And while he's doing that, I'm going to move some mics. So welcome, Joe.
Well, thank you, Carol. Thank you for having us here today with you.
Bet.
We appreciate it very much. The Peninsula Players in Ilwaco with the River City Playhouse is represented here today by Rose Power. And is this my mic? okay. And Rose Powers is the writer of one of the plays here today.
What Joe is doing is introducing Rose with his whole body. But since this is radio, you can say to my right, your
to
left.
Right.
That might work. But
you mean the audience can't see me right now? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Well, you never know. They might be watching. Okay. I'm not sure. But Rose Power. Okay.
And Rose has written one of the plays that's being performed at the River City Playhouse. It's A Change of Scenery. Another play that's been written, one-act plays all, is Dumpty's Demise by Robert Brake. And the final third one-act play is The Bug Science Wizards of the Ilwaco High, written and directed by myself,
yes,
Joe Pagliani. And one of the things that is interesting, Carol, to us in our Peninsula Playhouse is that we host original plays. The one-acts are all original. They've never been produced anywhere in the world before.
That's exciting.
They are first time, original, never performed, and written by and directed by local playwrights. We have also an amazing infusion of people who are here today as guests, and they are in our plays this season. That's Brian Foster and Polly Foster, husband and wife team
okay.
that are terrific on the stage together. And they're playing in, I think Brian's in all three plays
we
have.
Wow.
Polly's in one play, right, Polly? And that's the Bug Wizards.
Oh, and does Polly have big hair?
Yes, she has very big hair.
How can
she
I tell?
Has the biggest
she
hair.
Does, folks. I'm looking at her going, that must be big hair.
Big
yes.
Hair. I am big hair.
Yes, you are.
Now,
that's great.
In the first play written by Robert Brake, we have Dumpty's Demise, which is terrifically written. Robert, of course, is a professional writer, has written all his life, and his wordplay in Dumpty's Demise is just unequaled. It's a play like this has never been attempted in any playhouse during our lifetimes.
I can tell this is Robert's writing.
This is not Robert's writing.
Oh,
this
it
is my exaggeration.
Oh, no, I see.
No, it's not an exaggeration. What happens with this play, Robert's brilliant in having designed it this way, is he has now established for once and for all the real reason why Humpty Dumpty fell and why Humpty Dumpty, what his demise was
you
all about.
You will have to come to the play to find this out, of course.
Yes,
right.
Thank you. Thank you, Polly. We certainly don't want to give it away.
Polly.
That's right. Certainly not.
But it
is an interesting question that all of us who are of an age, at least. I'm not sure kids, do kids even know? They do.
They do
okay.
know.
Even in England? Do kids in England? Yeah. Where are you from?
New Zealand.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, my God.
No,
don't move.
New Zealand, yes.
Okay.
Just leave the mic where it is. She can lean
in. Okay.
Aye. You can see that. You can. We need to have Joe on the radio more so he learns radio etiquette.
I learned
we don't. You
radio
know, it's
etiquette.
Kind of like Shanghai and Astoria.
Yes.
Don't touch the cape.
Touch
this is
the tape.
Don't touch the mic.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm
because
not touch the mic
when you
anymore.
Touch the mic, it goes squeak, squeak.
Oh, it does.
So,
go ahead.
Tell me, in New Zealand, do people know Humpty Dumpty?
In New Zealand, people do know Humpty Dumpty. We're really keen on nursery rhymes there, as I'm sure you are here in the States.
Yes.
And those lovely traditional ones are great.
I just wasn't sure whether children of today are still learning those rhymes.
My grandchildren certainly are.
They are.
And the books are still out there in all the kids' bookshops.
That's great.
Yeah.
I had to get that accent on the air, folks.
She speaks
accent. So beautifully.
Lovely accent.
But you're not in the plays?
I'm not in the plays. I've come up from New Zealand just for 2 weeks to visit my sister, who's the playwright here, Rose Power.
Oh.
Is my sister, and I've come up here to hear her play and to enjoy her company.
Wait a second. And does that mean that you talk that way too? Well, you see, you hadn't said anything yet, so I didn't know.
But listen, I've just got to tell you while I've got the mic, because I'm only a visitor and I'm not even supposed to be on the air.
Oh, so before is this illegal? Because your visa says no appearances on radio. Don't tell anyone, folks.
I think as long as we don't pay her.
Well, no, not only that, but we didn't even give her name because I don't know it. So
just before I get off the air, the last time I heard one of my sister's plays, I was 12 years old. She wrote it when she was 14. She entered into an under 21 contest and at the age of 14 won it. A wonderful comic play called Trust the Talbots, which I've got to say was not very loosely, in fact, quite firmly based on our family.
Oh, my God.
Very funny, very good. And I'm really keen to see if many years later,
she's good.
Still as good. I bet she is.
I have a question. Did your parents throw her out of the house after writing this play? Or did she only talk about the nice things in the family?
She talked about all the true things in the family, but luckily my parents were tolerant and had a sense of humor.
Oh, well, that's very good. Very good. And we won't give your last name, but what is your first name?
My first name's Stephanie.
Stephanie. Stephanie is the sister of Rose. Okay, Rose, we were talking about your play last month for
really?
The auditions. Yeah. For the auditions,
okay.
Who was it, Joe? Who was here?
We had Robert here and Laurie Carter.
Laurie Carter,
and myself. Yes, and Laurie is the director.
That's why
of Rose Powers.
Exactly.
Play.
That's why we were talking about your play. So I did hear something about it, but nowhere did anyone mention that you were from New Zealand or you were a playwright since you're 14 years old. There you go. So why don't you tell us what inspired you for your play?
This particular play I lifted completely from Robert Shearer's story that he told me. Some of us got together for breakfast one day, and Robert told me the story of how he routinely flies down to Dallas to take his elderly aunt on a car trip up to Denver to visit her brother. And on this particular occasion, many interesting things had happened, And it was so interesting that I had to make another breakfast date with Robert and bring my pad and pen along and make notes. And it is from those notes that the play emerged. And I must say, I couldn't fit the whole story in. It would have been a three-act play, and that wasn't allowed. But Robert has seen the script and approved it, so I hope everybody will enjoy a change of scenery. And one note is, it's a true story, of course, Robert's aunt died earlier this year, and so this play is a memorial to Aunt Helen.
Oh, lovely. Let me ask you something. Nice. Who is Robert Shearer?
He's a friend of mine who lives and works on the peninsula.
Okay. So there'll be a sequel, is what I'm hearing, because you'll have to write acts 2 and 3 based on the rest of the conversation.
Well, some of it I don't think we want the public to know.
All right. Well, I'd like to hear from the actors, Brian and Polly. Now, Brian, what is it like? I'm going to ask you just to lean in to the mic. Yeah. What is it like to be in 3 different plays? Isn't that it's not like you're 20 years old. Not that you're very old, but your mind.
It's a lot of fun. I carry a bunch of 3 5x5 cards around with me to learn all the lines. And
you don't, it doesn't run the risk of switching into the wrong character.
We don't know.
Oh! We haven't done it yet.
Hey, you know, we should tell people this opens, this is running not this weekend, but next weekend. Yes. It is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 29th through the 31st, the one-act festival, and this is at River City Playhouse in Ilwaco. Why don't you give the website so people can look and make sure they know.
Let's see.
Oh, my God. Some kind of a sports car just...
Oops. Oh, I saw that sports car. The website, I don't have it.
With a bareheaded man driving it.
Right,
I don't know who that
let's
is.
Let's see. I'll have to get you the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, for the Peninsula Players.
But the... let's see.
So, Polly... Polly, you're just in the one play, is that right?
Yes, I am. This is my very first time on stage. I've been backstage at another theater that Brian is involved in another town.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe dragged me on stage,
right,
so this is exciting.
That's wonderful. So Brian's been doing theater for a while.
A year.
Yes, I have.
2 years. Two years now.
No, it's been about 3 years now.
Okay, but not since you were a kid.
Right.
Not as a child. What made you start to go, got you into theater 3 years ago? We know what got Polly in. Joe dragged her in. What?
Actually, I was afraid of doing the audition.
Uh-huh.
But to get over the fear of doing the audition, I went in and I auditioned. And
I see.
That was for a musical called Forever Plaid.
Yes.
And I played the part of Jinx, the first tenor.
Do you sing?
Yes, I do.
I guess. That's a powerful piece, Forever Plaid. That's a classic.
Yes,
actually,
it was
they
a
did
great
it here
play.
At the Liberty Theater one. I mean, professionals came in and did it.
Uh-huh.
So. Yeah, yeah. So how is it, Polly, since this is your first time? You're a virgin actor. What does it feel like?
I'm having trouble learning my lines and memorizing them. I carry my cards around everywhere I go, but I am having a lot of fun.
That's the important part. Absolutely. That's great. And Rose, are you, you can't say otherwise, but I was going to say, are you satisfied with the job that your people are doing on your play?
I have no idea. My policy is once I turn the script in and it's accepted, I step back having complete faith and trust in my director and in my actors, and they have never let me down so far. So when I see the play on Friday, it will be a complete surprise to me.
Wow, that's fantastic.
It's going to be great.
Well, it's going to be a complete surprise to a lot of us. It's happening on Friday the 29th through Sunday the 31st. and the One Act Festival. And I'm just going to take a look and see if my other guests are here, then we're going to need to move on. If they're not, we can just keep talking.
Okay, we have the website. It's peninsula-players.com. Peninsula-players.com. Hope that is it. That's it. It looks beautiful.
Okay, so my last guests are here, three for silver, although we have gold pieces out there for you if you call us. And I want to thank my guests, my bevy of guests. We have Rose Power, Sister Stephanie, who's flying undercover on the radio. And I didn't get your last name, Brian and Polly?
Foster.
Foster, that's easy enough. Okay. And Joe Pagliani, who wrote and directed the play. I'll let him give the name. It's a very long name.
Waco High.
Say it one more time.
Bug Science Wizards of the Waco High.
Okay.
Bug Science Wizards.
And he also produced the whole festival. So this is quite something to bite off.
Yeah.
Bite off. So thank you so much. Thanks for doing it. Thanks for coming in. It was really fun meeting
you
all.
Carol.
These are four new people. I know Joe, but...
Yeah.
And thanks to Charlotte for calling us.
Yeah.
And... with a donation for the station. So you two break your legs,
okay.
and you three don't.
No,
okay?
We don't.
All right. I'm going to let them go and bring in my last guests. And I do want to thank Noel and Pat, more of our very esteemed artist, Noel Thomas, for their generous donation. And Robert Pullman and Mary Lou, Macaulay, for their generous donation. If I have left you out, then I apologize. We'll catch you later. And be sure to remember that you're all part of this radio station, everyone out there and everyone in here. And we thank you, because there are lots of us who couldn't live without this station. And here's somebody who not only comes in on a regular basis, but also sends me people from all kinds of events and has been an incredible supporter of the arts. Janet from the North Coast Symphonic Band. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I have a piece of music here, and this goes out to... also artists, David and Karen Curl, I want to send this out to you for your health. Be well.
Sollen alle suchen, sollen alle suchen.
Wish you love and peace and health and calm, and know that we're all with you. Goes to David and Karen. And in Nacelle. And my last guests are here, but that is not the music that they are going to be playing. Their music is very different. And here, I'm going to give it to you from the very beginning. Here we go. And
so it comes to this, another dream awakened, and in the dream we play against all odds forsaken. And now it comes to this, another dream awakened, and in the dream we play against all odds forsaken.
This is the music of Three for Silver. And I have with me the two people credited with all songs written, arranged, recorded, and mixed. So Willa Sertain is here. Hi, Willa.
Hi.
And Lucas Warford.
Hello.
And I also have Greg Allison. Hi, Greg.
Hello.
Okay, so now I saw a piece of yours, and it looked like the atmosphere was a very important part of the whole production. Tell us about your music. First, let me just tell people you are playing tonight. You played last night, and you're playing tonight at the Adrift Hotel.
Yes, indeed.
In Long Beach. And that's at 9 o'clock tonight. And then tomorrow night, they will be here in Astoria at the Voodoo Room, which I think will suit you very well, actually.
That's what people keep telling us.
Is that right? Yeah. Have you been in there? Have you seen it?
I have not, yeah.
Yeah, it's a terrific place. So please, you're from Portland, yes?
Yep.
Yeah.
Tell us about yourselves. You said three beautiful young people, as opposed to the last group who were five beautiful, not so young people. Is that was that?
Yep, that was what they needed to do to be in the band. You've got to be beautiful and young to be in Three for Silver. Those are the criteria. Eventually, we're going to kick ourselves out and get replaced.
Not for a while, I have a feeling. Yeah. So, who are you, and what is your music about? It sounds like classically trained.
Greg here is classically trained. He's the only one. We all come from pretty different musical backgrounds. We all three met in Portland playing in different groups. And, you know, Willow and I met first and started writing music together. And then we met Greg in 2013.
Oh,
and
recently. Okay.
Then,
how long ago did you two start?
Well, we've known each other for 4 or 5 years, but we started writing music together about 2 or 3 years ago. We put out that first album, the song that you just played.
Yeah, which is
that was really before the band even existed. That was just the music we'd been working on, and we knew we wanted to call it Three for Silver, but honestly, when we made that album, it was kind of before the project even properly came into the world.
Yes. That? More of a concept album.
Well, and you know, I'm hearing...
Presenting the concept of a band to the world.
Exactly. I like it because this idea of calling things projects, I'm getting onto it now, finally. It's taken me a while, but I'm seeing more and more of that.
Sure. Well, and I think it's really common among full-time musicians, too, especially when you're not... when you're getting started and you're kind of trying to do as much as you can and attach yourself to as many different projects at one time, mm-hmm. you know, and then eventually the hope is that one gains enough momentum that you can put all of your energy into that, you know, I feel like is a pretty common trajectory.
So you said you were playing with other bands before. What kind of music were you playing, was it?
Well, Willow and I played together in a group called the Underscore Orchestra.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Oh, you're familiar probably.
Oh, am
you
I?
Said you were a Balkan dancer.
Am
right?
I ever yeah. familiar? I yeah. have several of the albums.
All right. Well, we're on those albums, yes. undoubtedly.
I was in Underscore yes. for about 8 years.
Oh, for yeah. God's sake. Well, didn't you come up here sometime or no?
I came through a story with Underscore a few
yeah,
times.
Yeah. yeah, yeah, in a big bus. I was
a
there.
Big bus.
I was there.
Right?
I was there.
Oh,
I love
awesome.
It. Yeah, that's my music, see. So
there you
yeah.
go. We still play some Balkan stuff in Three for Silver, too. Yeah.
Right. Well, and I don't know whether you just heard, I was playing, it was actually a klezmer piece
right.
and a dedication for health, but it was, you know, in that same Eastern European. I'll sure. be going to Balkanalia in a couple of weeks.
Nice.
So.
Oh, good.
Willow will be jealous.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're making the music. So now have you incorporated some of a little bit of everything that you've done in the past? And
yeah, it's interesting because we both have such a different, we all have different backgrounds for music. So we have a lot of different things to bring, but the Eastern European, Balkan, and klezmer influence is kind of a common ground. I think we all kind of played some of that music more or less.
I am so glad that I get to meet you guys because I wouldn't have realized that actually from the little piece that I had seen. Uh-huh. So, and Greg, what did you bring to the bunch?
Well, I play the violin and the mandolin, and
it's devastating good looks.
He's got the best jawline in the band.
That's really true.
Folks, you better come and watch these guys because otherwise you'll never know. But it's true. I can vouch for it. It is true.
We're a band not fit for radio.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, my God. Who does your artwork on your albums?
That is my good friend, Mike Lozier, who has been one of my best friends for quite a long time. And ever since I first started making music and putting projects out there, he has been... the artist for all of them.
Nice.
So ever since the first album I ever put out by myself like 10 years ago, he's been doing the art for him. And we've had a long relationship working together.
Very, very nice. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's part of the whole art form, the music, the art.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what are people going to hear this weekend when you play your show tonight at The Adrift? Is it just the three of you playing tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and tomorrow night at the Voodoo Room.
Mm-hmm.
What can people, is it going to be really loud?
No, we're very high energy, very high energy, very raucous, but it is essentially acoustic music. You know, I play an upright bass and the space banjo, you know, violin and mandolin. Willow plays accordion, tenor guitar, and sings. So that kind of, you can kind of imagine there's a sort of a upper volume limit that's possible.
What is a space banjo? Banjo? Did you
say? Oh, a bass banjo.
Oh, a bass banjo.
Yeah.
A space banjo. Yeah. Hey, I'm learning new things all the time. So the Voodoo Room is usually around 9 o'clock. That will be tomorrow evening right here on 11th and Marine Drive, right across the street from Imogen, which, by the way, from 3 to 6 is having a trunk show with Jules Kerno. And then tonight, The Adrift, which is a really, just make sure you look it up and find it, because I had trouble the first time, but once you find it, you'll be going back quite a few times, because it's wonderful. So do you stay, obviously you stay here, do you stay at the Adrift while you're here?
Oh yeah, they put us up there. This is the second time we've done a multi-night show there, and it's really fun. Yeah,
I would think so. That would be a good way to come to the area. Yeah. Well, next time you come, I'm going to put you on at the very beginning of the show, so I can keep you for myself, and maybe,
you
play, I mean, if we had time, or if you went on one of the other shows that does have more time, would you be able to just sit here and play some music for us?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. See, when I saw the piece online, I thought, oh boy, they need lights and smoke and all kinds. I couldn't really.
We do the fog. I keep a fog machine inside my upright bass.
As you can tell, these guys are going to be a lot of fun to watch and listen to. 3-4 Silver, and that's Lucas Warford doing a lot of the talking, and and Greg Allison with the good jawline, and Willow Surtain, who sings and used to be in, both of you used to be in Underscore Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm overwhelmed. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Thank you so much for coming in. We do have another show coming up at 4 o'clock. I wish that I could steal it, but I can't. So I'm going to have to let you go, and that's going to be on Sim 1. But in the meantime, I want to just let folks remember that Astor Street Opry is happening, and on Sunday they have Music 6 to 8 with Bruce Smith.